Since President Donald Trump took office, there's been a lot of attention on immigration policies and undocumented people. But these talks have actually been taking place well before Trump's candidacy. Here speaking with us today is a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist who also happens to be undocumented. He just released his memoir called Dear America, Notes of an Undocumented Citizen. He starts by telling Valley Public Radio's Monica Velez about what people can expect to read in his memoir.
The book for me is an exploration into the psychology of what it means to be in this country without the right documents and without legal status. You know, whenever we hear about immigration, I think we hear about like the politics and the policy, and we hear about kind of, you know, the aspects of it that make this cable news and the headlines. But I think what we rarely hear about is the toll that this condition takes on people, right? And in the past year and a half since the election of President Trump, and the images are, you know, out there like nonstop. I mean, every day there's a crisis. To me, what's been lacking is the understanding of what the emotional toll of all of that has been, especially considering that what's happening to immigrants now did not happen overnight. You know, I mean, yeah, Trump is the manifestation of all the mistakes when it comes to policy that we've made, you know, since really the Reagan years, you know, after Reagan signed amnesty in the 80s. You know, haven't had any meaningful reform in this country since that. So, this did not happen overnight. And as I say in the book, I make an argument about the fact that this is not, quote unquote, a broken immigration system, right? Broken makes it seem like, you know, I broke my ankle, I tripped, it was an accident. This doesn't seem like an accident. It's actually, it's intentional. The system is the way that it is because it benefits society. It benefits the government. It benefits people.
Yeah, and kind of going off of what you were saying about, you know, how this kind of explains the emotional toll that being undocumented, like, has on a lot of people. What was it like, and how were you feeling when you first found out that you were undocumented after, you know, going to the DMV and trying to get your license? Like, did you realize at that moment how much of an impact that would have on your life after?
No, I had no idea what impact it was going to have. And it was such a jarring experience. And, you know, back then, too, there was no internet. There was no social media. It's not like I can, like, you know, look up hashtag undocumented or hashtag immigration. You know, it's not like I can just figure out, wait a second, like, how many other undocumented Filipinos or undocumented Asian people there are. Back then, all I had is what the media said what it was, right? It was about Mexico. It was about the border. It was about the wall. It was not about people like me. So it was just very confusing. Because the media said one thing, and I was living this whole other thing.
Yeah, and in 2011 is when you wrote that essay about your experience being undocumented in the New York Times Magazine. And, you know, most people don't come out as undocumented so publicly. So, like, what made you decide to do that?
Well, it was either I do that here in the United States, or I do it outside of the United States. You know, like one of the lawyers suggested that I leave the country, and if I wanted to come out as undocumented, that I would do it in the Philippines, where I am a citizen of the country. I thought about that for a while, but then I was thinking, well, wait a second, like, doesn't that mean I'm hiding from what this is? You know, the reality is I lied in government forms to get a job. A lot of us have to lie just so we can work. The reality is, you know, my existence in this country could not have happened if I didn't have a network of supporters, mainly teachers and, you know, administrators from the high school that I was at in Mountain View in the Bay Area in California. If I didn't have those people, I don't know how I would have survived. So part of coming out for me was really coming out and letting people in about what this experience is about. But the moment I did that 7 years ago, I didn't really want to do it again. I'm like, I've written the essay. Let me go talk about other people. So I started Define American, which is all about collecting stories of other undocumented people and the people in our lives who help us, right? So it's all about kind of storytelling and how stories of people with different circumstances but share the same condition, how it can really liberate us from what people think the narrative of illegal immigration is. But, you know, I'm going to be honest about this because I think we have to be honest about it. It's been a very lonely, very depressing, very frustrating journey the past 7 years, especially the past year and a half under the Obama era. You know, like, it's been really frustrating and, you know, exhausting listening to people talk about immigration and the problem that we have about immigration as if it happened just like a year and a half ago when Trump was elected president, when the reality is we've been dealing with this for as long as we've been dealing with it. It's just that now people are so pissed at Trump, right, that now they're understanding what immigration is and what's been happening to families.
Yeah, and so for a while, you did have to hide the fact that you were undocumented.
Yeah, for 14 years.
Yeah, and at that time, you were working for newspapers across the country. And, you know, being a reporter and, you know, how you always try to uncover the truth, like, how did you kind of cope with that, those two conflicting kind of things?
Well, that was one of the reasons, too, why I came out, because I couldn't do it anymore. You know, I was in a profession, or I am in a profession, where you have to tell the truth, right? Like, my job is to figure out the truth is as far as I can ascertain, as far as the truth can be ascertained. And yet here I was, you know, living a life and having a career that was made possible by telling lies about who I was and where I came from. So I couldn't do it anymore.
You've also kind of talked about how many undocumented immigrants have different stories but similar experiences, and you kind of describe that as like lying, passing, and hiding. And so can you kind of talk about how that comes up in your book?
You know, when I decided to do the book this way, my editor, Julia Chaffetz, asked me to make a list of all the most painful experiences of my life, which I did not want to do. But I had to do it, so I did it. And then after I looked at the list, it became very clear that each one of the painful experience had to do with either lying about something, trying to pass as something someone else, or hiding. That was the theme in each, if not all, of those painful stories. So that's why, you know, I keep calling it as like a state of being. So the state of lying, the state of passing, the state of hiding. So those became kind of the dominant theme, and it became kind of the organizing structure of the book. And, you know, as I was writing the book, what became clearer and clearer was that you don't have to be undocumented to relate to that, right? Like, I would argue, someone can make an argument that the American experience is about passing, right? As if America is this experiment that we're all trying to figure out, right? And that no one has a rightful claim to it.
Many people don't understand how hard it is to navigate through immigration policies, processes, laws. And, you know,
I'm going on my book tour right now. I did the Today Show the other day. You know, I've been talking to a lot of journalists because, you know, I have to talk about the book. And the number one question people ask me when I ask them, I'm a journalist, so I like asking questions. Usually I ask the reporters or the producers, what was the thing that surprised you the most after reading this book? The one constant thing that everybody has said so far, I didn't realize that there was no process for you to legalize yourself. I have found that comment staggering because I'm thinking to myself, wait a second. Do people actually think we just enjoy being in this undocumented condition? If we could fix this thing, wouldn't we fix it?
Kind of going back to this one passage in your book, you know, when you talk about covering the 2008 campaign and how you're covering these historical moments, you know, but you say how you feel so removed from them. You know, how did that feel, especially, you know, knowing that so many people depended on your reporting for information that was going to directly affect them?
But that's the thing, though. I never looked at it as people depending on it. I looked at it as it was my only way of existing. Like, the only way that I could feel at the time like I was here was to write these news stories. And the whole time I had to keep telling myself that I wasn't really here. Like in the passage in the book when I say, you know, I'm here, but I'm not really here. Yeah, that's my name in the story. I wrote it. I reported it, right? But I'm not really here, so therefore it's not really mine. What kind of thinking is that? I mean, and that's why in the book I talk about psychology, because like what happens when you don't feel and you don't think that you're seen and recognized and represented by your government? What is that relationship between the government and the citizen? And how does that relationship or lack thereof impact your other relationships? Right? That's why the word citizen is on the cover of the book. Like, what does citizenship constitute? Who gets to belong? Who gets to participate? So these are questions that, by the way, I don't have easy answers to. But as a journalist who happens to be undocumented, as an American who's not considered an American, I think these are important questions to answer. And asking them is my way of practicing patriotism.
Again, this memoir is called Dear America, Notes of an Undocumented Citizen by the Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist Jose Antonio Vargas. Thank you so much for being with us today, Jose.
Thank you so much for having me.